الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went out of his house. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala: Ya Allah, show me the worst person in my ummah. Allah said, O Musa, when you go out in the morning, the first person your eyes fall upon is the worst person in your ummah. Then Musa alayhi salam made dua: Ya Allah, show me the best person in my ummah. Allah said, O Musa, at night after Maghrib, when you go out, the first person your eyes fall on, who is the best person in your ummah. When Musa went out in the morning, Musa alayhi salam, he saw a person carrying a little child on his shoulder, and he said, okay, this is the worst person. Then when he went out after Maghrib, and he saw the same person again, so he said, Ya Allah, this person was the worst in the morning, is the best at night, the most pious. He was the biggest sinner in the morning, and he's the most pious. I don't understand this. Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala said, O Musa, when he went out in the morning with his little child, they were going to a huge jungle. And the child, who always asked a lot of questions, asked, O my father, is there something more bigger, more mightier, stronger than this big, huge jungle? He said, yes, there is. What is that? It's the mountains. They are much more. The rocks, the weight of the mountains. He asked, is there something more greater, mightier, stronger than the mountains also? He said, yes, and that is the sky. They are much more greater, mightier. So he asked, is there something more than that also, stronger and mightier? Father said, yes, with a little sadness and sorrow in his voice. He said, my sins, they are much more. I've committed so many sins. So I asked, is there something more greater and mightier than your sins also? He said, yes. Then that is the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah forgives so much. Allah Ta'ala, rahmatuka, awsa'u min zunubina. The rahmat of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, our sins are, no matter how great, they are still limited. They can be billions and trillions, as many as they are, but they come to a limit. And Allah's forgiveness and mercy is unlimited. So no matter how much our sins are, compared to Allah's mercy, it is nothing. So a person must never lose hope. So this person, when he said that Allah's forgiveness is so great, I forgave all his sins for him. So we also, we can be the worst before Ramadan, before today. We just make sincere tawbah, turn to Allah, and we become the best. The person, as we heard in the poem also, that in the Ash'ar, that don't look down upon those people who have sinned. We don't know, they might have made tawbah. And now they are the walis of Allah. And we are still criticizing them, and we are still running them down. So we shouldn't, that is a zahid and nadan, a person who abstains from guna, but is still immature. And he doesn't understand that that person might have made tawbah. Especially now when we see somebody we knew, he is a big sinner, and he's coming to masjid now, and he's turning to Allah. Now we say, oh, this person, billi nananwe chuhe khake haj ko jare. That a cat who that had eaten 99 mice, murdered 99 mice, now going for Hajj. The person might have made Tawbah, and now he's going for Hajj. So don't criticize. And also, Hazrat explained that, kabhi, kya alfaz hai, jalsa hai, qarb-e-muhabbat ke zuban khamosh rehti hai. Looks like, mashallah, all our satis are in there. They're so beautiful ash'ar, but the tongues are completely khamosh. All the love is boiling in the heart, inshallah. Some of us, last night we stayed awake also quite a bit, eyes are also closed. And the tongue is also closed. We heard the bayan must control our tongue. So we're controlling it completely. So we don't, not a little, not one subhanallah also. Not mashallah also. We are like in the Qabristan. People of the Qabristan, they make no guna whatsoever. They are all big buzurgs there. So we also are like that. It's complete sannata. Quietness. Like the middle of the night. Absolute. The leaves also are not shaking on the trees. Absolutely quiet. What a beautiful majlis we have. If we had some feeling. And we are not the Naqshbandi silsila. They are very, very quiet. We are the Chishti silsila. Chishti silsila, they are boiling all the time. They love, they express it. The zikr also, they make loudly, not softly. With joy, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Middle of the night also, Chishtis, they are boiling with the love of Allah. Naqshbandi silsila, they are sober. They are they have summered down. They have matured and they have got that. Theirs is very quiet. One Naqshbandi silsila told our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that you Chishti silsila, you people are very fortunate that your zikr you make loudly and you have to express it. We have to make it softly. He says many of us we are falling asleep and everyone thinks that mashallah where they have reached. So we also like that all. So all nice and quiet, we are by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. We got nothing to do with the people of dunya. We are by the arsh of Allah. Allah make us that we will reach there inshallah. But at the moment we are still here in dunya. So let us be in dunya inshallah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created us and sent us in this dunya for one person, illa liya'budun. To make the ibadat, which means liya'arifun. To recognize Allah. That is why Allah has sent us. Allah has not sent us here for dunya, to earn dunya. There is permission. But just to amass wealth, properties, increase our wealth, all this dunya all the time. And neither did Allah Ta'ala not at all send us to come in to satisfy our lust and our desires, our enjoyment. Hires a lady to work for her at home and tells her, wash my baby, and gives her all the soap, powder, perfume, everything. And that lady brings her child and washes her child. And all the new clothes you gave for your baby, she puts on her baby. And all the soap you gave that you must wash your baby, she uses for her baby. Who will even tolerate this? Not even the starting point you will tolerate. Allah created us all exclusively for His ibadat. Even if we are earning, also according to the laws of Allah. And according to the limit, al-daruratu yuqaddaru biqadri al-darura. Necessary to earn to that limit. And it is not permissible, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, to earn such a way that you are breaking the laws of Allah. No time for namaz. You are earning haram. That is not permissible. You earn also, it must be within the laws of Allah Ta'ala, the framework of Allah Ta'ala. Not out of that. So Allah has created us here, and the primary object is to find Allah Ta'ala. The marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala for that has made it so easy, that Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when my bandas ask, where am I? By far, am I near? Then tell them, I am close to them. How close are you, Allah Ta'ala? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you, to them, than the jugular vein, the vein of our life. If the vein, that vein gets that, so Allah is more closer to us than our life, than our breath that we are taking, by which our Allah is so close. And so Allah made it so easy. Allah didn't keep himself hidden somewhere far away. He put himself closer to you than what you like. Now you just have to find Allah. So easy. And when Allah is so close, Allah wasn't difficult to find. But still, if the person passed his whole life and he didn't find Allah, when Allah made himself so easy, and Allah Ta'ala paid for all his signs outside, inside, everywhere, Allah put his signs. And we just had to find Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala again, for all the believers, he gave us iman also. We have got iman. And we have got yaqeen, Allah is there. And we know Allah is more closer to us than what our life is also. Now just to connect with Allah. That is why Allah put us here. And so this is our purpose of life which we should strive for. And we are only passed, any person, if you get a fail on your report, how bad you feel. Even if you get a thought, I failed, you feel so guilty. And this is our test, that whether we have found Allah Ta'ala or not. And so Allah gave us our whole life for that. And Allah made it much more for that. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. You people of iman, just acquire taqwa. And for that, your whole life, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with the rightful and the truthful people. And they are always there. But it is shaitan who makes us think that now they are not there. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there were those people who saw. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he leaped at it. And he became siddiq. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, all her wealth she sacrificed for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for his cause, and where Allah Ta'ala put her. Everyone, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was going to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah opened his eyes and he saw, and he became, who couldn't even graze the animals of the house. He ruled over 2.25 million square miles of the Islamic Khilafat in the whole world, where Allah Ta'ala took them. Then there were the other people, Abu Jahl, the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Lahab, the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but they were blind, they could not see, they didn't reach anywhere. So it is yet, and so from that time, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, where can there be a shadow of doubt that he is the greatest of Allah's creation, the most honorable, the most beautiful, the most kind. Kana ajwadan nas. He was the most generous. And when Ramadan came, his jood and his generosity knew no limits. And when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam should come and make the door of Quran Sharif, then his generosity knew no known limits whatsoever. So such a great, but there were so many people who were completely blind, who could not see. So this is always the case, that from all along, the Allah Ta'ala's manifestation is so clear. Allah is so close to us. We are the greatest proof of the existence of Allah is you yourself, O insan. Your eyes, your brain, your speaking, your sitting, your moving. What a beautiful dua we should try and read, that Allahumma bihamdika ansaraft wa bi dhanbi ataraft Oh Allah, I move around, sitting, getting up, moving, only by your favor, and I make your shukr. And at the same time, we be zambi itaraf. I admit my gunas. I had to be paralyzed. I had to be blind. I had to be mad. I used my brains wrongly. I used my eyes wrongly. I used my my muscles wrongly. I had to be completely disturbed. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So we had to find, but there are people who are blind of Allah also and deny their existence. And na'uzu billah, how many people who swear Allah Ta'ala na'uzu billah? So always there are those people. So we must see in which group are we. Are we those who are seeing Allah, or we are those who are denying Allah, and we are the enemies of Allah? Are we those who believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or are we those who deny Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And then all along, whether it was Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar's enmity to this extent, Firoz Lu'lu'i made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam shaheed. In namaz he made him shaheed. He was a blind person. And all the Sahaba, they were people who had eyes. So this carries on till today also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that if you think that there are no more buzurgs in the world now, now there are only third class buzurgs. The real, we all think that those who are gone, they were really somebody. And who is present now? Oh, these are now third class. Those great people are gone no more. No more Maulana Masihullah. No more Maulana Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib. No more Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah. All these great people are gone. So now what is there is only all the waste. Eh? So he says, even if you think like that, which is not the case, because Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen," Allah gave the command, be with the righteous. And if so now there are no more righteous people, that means you can't fulfill Allah's command. Allah gave a command which can't be fulfilled. Hey, Allah is never like that. Allah doesn't give such a command. Allah gives only that command which can be fulfilled. So Hazrat says, if you think like that, if you think buzurgs are all third class, then think am I first class. Hey? We want to classify the buzurgs, but we don't want to classify ourselves, whether we are first class or we are third class. So anyway, even if you are first class, and you only go for the best, and all buzurgs are third class. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. You go to Delhi station, you want to go to Bombay. The train was going at leaving at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock sharp, the train leaves the platform. And you reach there 1 minute later, half a minute later. And your first class coach, where you are, you got your reservation, that coach has moved. Now in front of you, moving slowly, is a third class coach, unreserved. Where people without reservation and it's full, packed, chock-a-block. So in the third class, if the windows open, they don't close. And if they close, they don't open. If the fan is on, it doesn't go off. And in winter, the fan is on. And in summer, the heater is on. But you sit in that coach. Because that coach is joined with the first class. And the first class is joined with the engine. And the engine will reach Bombay, you'll also reach Bombay. So you just join. Don't be deceived. If you think you are first class, sit in that third class. Go through those difficulties, but you'll reach, they are joined. And those are the mashayikh. Alhamdulillah, our silsila is so strong that only those people are permitted to make bay'at, etc., who got ijazat. So they are connected to their shaykh, and that connection goes on. However, if a person by himself breaks this connection, one is if the shaykh takes away the khilafat of a person. And one is that that person does things like he comes on video, commits big gunas openly, goes against deen, talks against deen. Then he himself has cut himself off. It's not that he is being cut off. The same way, like many people, they take pride. We don't make takfir of anyone. We don't declare anyone as a kafir. And nobody can make somebody else a kafir. Everyone, if he makes himself. Like, for example, a person gives talaq, divorce. Now, when he gives talaq, and he goes and asks the mufti the masala. Mufti says, he asks him, what you happened, what you said? He said, does this happen? He said, yes, talaq took place. The mufti didn't give the talaq. You gave the talaq. Now you blame the mufti. That we want to, husband and wife, we want to come together, but Mufti Sahib say, no, you can't come together. It's not Mufti Saab's work, and he's not doing from his side what is the law of Sharia. That is the, you gave the talaq. You, for example, a person shoots his wife, not with one bullet, three bullets. Not only dead he made her, but deader and deadest she became. Completely dead, deadest she became. And now you call doctor and you ask that she must write a birth certificate. How can he write a birth certificate? Not one bullet you shot, three bullets you shot. And some shoot 1,000 bullets. They give 1,000 talaq. And now they expect Mufti Saab to give nikah certificate. Mufti Saab have to give fatwa, is a talaq that took place. So a person makes takfir himself. And he now Mufti Saab may say, no, you pakka mu'min. You have to give the ruling. If you did this, you said this, this what you did, so you're a kafir. And a person who doesn't make takfir of anyone must worry about his own takfir. If you don't make takfir of shaitan, and you say, no, shaitan also, you must have husn al-zan. And you must make ta'wil in everything. So you have to worry of yourself. Allah Ta'ala named and shamed Abu Lahab. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab yun watab. Ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. His name Allah took and Allah shamed him also. So those who did, and a person who makes takfir kufr, he makes it himself. The mufti only gives the ruling. He doesn't make him a kafir. You make yourself a kafir. The same way a sheikh, and he might have been for years, but now he does wrong things. Mixing with women freely. And talking with women, going on video. All total haram things. On YouTube, on TV, etc. All the wrong things. Encouraging all the haram. That person is not anyone who is taking away. He himself has chopped his own feet. And he himself has now withdrawn his own khilafat. Not somebody else is doing it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this will be always, there will be this case in the world. So we have to see in which group are we. The mashayikh which are there, and a person who wants the goodness. For example, you go to a doctor, and doctor tells you, you are asthmatic. Smoking is bad for you. But doctor is smoking, why is he saying it? But so if you want to say doctor is smoking, so if doctor is smoking, you also smoke and you die also. No, he's telling you not to smoke. Listen to him, what he's telling you. Don't follow his actions which he's doing wrong. Do what he's telling you, the right thing. So if there is an alim, a sheikh, and we know that he's doing wrong things also, but the right things he's telling you, and Allah has said, istafti qalbik, fa'innahu khayrul mufti. Ask your heart. Your heart will tell you clearly, and by and large in this zamana which is of so much of evil and corruption, but the hearts of the people will still, for example, whole majma will be sitting with suit and tie. But if the imam gets on the mimbar with suit and tie, the mutawalli also got suit and tie. But he'll fire the imam immediately. How can you wear suit and tie? Though he's got suit and tie. But he won't allow the imam to wear. That is still in the ummah. We understand. And we understand the right. Basically, essentially, the technicalities we might not know. But we know straightforward masalas. They are there. So anyway, the mashayikh are there. Allah gave them. Then comes the honorable month of Ramadan, which Allah brings as a great auspicious month in every year. And where we can go by length and which can just fly to Allah Ta'ala. We are traveling with jets, and now you will fly by rockets. You are traveling by bicycle, now you'll be traveling by car. You're traveling by car, now you will be flying. You are flying in jets, you'll be flying in rockets. And more than rockets, Ramadan, you'll be on the buraq to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah will take you this opportunity. A person who realizes his object of life is not this dunya, not the guna and sin, not accumulating halal, jais, wealth of dunya, not expending our business and all that. His maqsad is akhirat. For him, Ramadan is a delight. It's an opportunity to reach. A person whose maqsad is dunya, he's just dunya. Ramzan is a burden for him. It's an obstacle for him. And he just waits. When can Ramzan get finished? I can again openly watch my TV. I can openly again do all my wrong things. So it is in us and see how we are feeling about Ramadan. If we are taking it as a great gift from Allah, that means our niyat is correct. And now this is the opportunity. But if we are taking it as a burden, now I can't do all the things that I have to do. When will Ramadan get finished that I can just again openly commit or watch TV, go and do all my things again? Then we need ICU treatment. We need immediate treatment because maut can come to anyone, anytime. And if in that case maut came to us, we are in a very, very dangerous situation. So Allah make that. So this month Allah has given, where Allah Ta'ala said, your whole life, you just be with the Sadiqeen. And they are there. You just look for them. And you will find them. They are there. Open your eyes. And you will see them. Then the month of Ramadan has come, which Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Rozas have been made farz on you. Kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum. And the whole object of this exercise is the same, tattaqoon. There Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina, ittaqullah. O people of Iman, acquire taqwa. Month of Ramadan is for taqwa. Allah gave you the sadiqeen for your whole life. Ramadan is not whole life. Ramadan is 1 month in the year. Realize your object. You want to reach Allah. You have to find Allah. Allah is close to you. These people will make you join Allah. And then the month of Ramadan, Allah made it even if you are not bay'at. You are far from your sheikh also. You got no contact. But Ramadan has come full with taqwa. It has come with bags and bags of taqwa. So now to accept that. And Ramadan is filled. Allah filled it up with the one side. The month is so honorable, such an auspicious month that all the great kitabs Allah revealed in this month. Quran Pak, the greatest kitab, unimaginable what Allah has filled in the Quran, Allah put it in this month. So this month is so. And then Allah put the Quran Sharif, which is also hidayat through. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. No doubt in the kitab. No doubt that it is from Rabbul Alameen. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guide for those people whose niyat is to reach Allah, whose niyat is akhirat, who are not fooled by the temporary world, who are not fooled. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazawmullah Khair, gave such a clear proof for the world, for the atheists of the world. If dunya was our object, maut shouldn't come in this dunya, for which you work your fingers to the bone. You work 24/7. You work so hard, and at the end, nothing you get. It's all taken away. Nothing. So it can never have been our object of life. If there wasn't maut, where akhirah, there is no maut. You live forever and ever. That is your object. What you work for, what you accumulate, is with you forever and ever. So the clear, the object is not this dunya, it is akhirah. For that throughout our lives, Allah has given us the sadiqeen. And then for the general Muslim anywhere in the world, Allah made it open further doors, the month of Ramadan. It's the month, la'allakum tattaqoon, that you acquire this taqwa. And it is just a few days of exercise. And it is just, be careful. These days are just going like water. One ashara is gone already. It is already, have you acquired? One ashara, one third of the month is gone. Have you moved one third towards Allah? Before you know, the month is over and you didn't achieve for what this month was. So don't be a loser. Wake up. Be ready that we have to acquire this. And a person who works in this direction and he reaches Allah Ta'ala, just like when the month of Rajab comes, the great season comes now. Mi'raj comes, Namaz comes, Shab-e-Barat, purity, cleanliness comes. Month of Ramadan, everything. The first ashara of Rahmat, the second ashara of Maghfirat, and the third ashara of Itqum Minan Nar. Freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Now a person who worked in this way, his Eid comes, and the real Eid of a mu'min is that he had found Allah. He's joined with Allah. The Laylatul Qadr came, the one night of 1,000 years, better than 1,000 months of ibadat. 83 years and 4 months. And the real ibadat is the marifat of Allah. You reach that pinnacle. And the Eid day is that enjoyment. And then there comes the day, the month of Shawwal. the season has started, the season of Hajj. In Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when the moon is sighted for Eid, Ramzan Eid, people generally get Eid, happy Eid tomorrow. I feel happiness that now the season of Hajj, now Allah is calling to his house. A person who did this, he will not perhaps go for Hajj, physical, practical Hajj. But his heart is born to, what is Hajj? Hajj is going to the house of Allah. And that person has not only reached the house, he has reached Allah. One is that person who makes tawaf of Baytullah, and he holds the ghilaf of the Kaaba, and he's at Multazam, and he's making du'as, and one person is thousands of miles away from the Kaaba, and his heart is with Allah. He is connected with Allah Ta'ala. That was the purpose. And our Ramzan was supposed to be that. That now we have become eligible. We got our visa from Allah that we are connecting with Him now. Not only do we going till Makkah Sharif and we're going to make tawaf of the Kaaba. We'll go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Back to Mina, Makkah, back to Mina. No, this visit has reached Allah. This is the purpose. That we reach and we make connection with Allah Ta'ala. And this is, yeah, in the masjid only men are allowed. But this year, all women are also allowed. Young girls, old women, men, poor men, literate men, illiterate men, everyone Allah has given permission. This is that auspicious month. That where Musa alayhi salam saw that person and where he was in Jahannam. And he was in the worst punishment. He was the biggest sinner. And he, by the night, he reached Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, if we can reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given us the opportunity. And this is, and the only thing is, make your islah. And you, then you don't have to ask Allah to come in your heart. The minute your heart is clean, Allah looks for that clean heart. And Allah comes in there. And you can cry your whole life, oh Allah, come in my heart. But you are keeping your heart dirty. You have got all the filth, woman in your heart. You have got all the things, the sports of the world, entertainment of the world, the kuffar sports, the ways of the kuffar, and following in the ways of the non-believers, and for all their things, and you can be making dua, Ya Allah, you come in my heart. No, you clean your heart. And without a dua, Allah will come into that heart. And if you make all the du'as and you ask all the buzurgs to make du'a for you, but you in your life, you have got filth and dirt in your heart. The love of this dunya, you love the Abrahamic accord and you die for it. And you support all the Gulen movement, all those things, Allah won't come in that heart. Cleanse your heart and Allah will come into that heart. Without calling Him also, Allah will come into that heart. And this is the ideal where we have the man of Allah. And we have, where all have come, those who are spending time, their object is our islah, connection with Allah. So they are counted as such by Allah Ta'ala. So we are sitting with them, we are living with them, eating with them, sleeping with them, making namaz shoulder to shoulder with them. All the time we are in that environment. Then the month of Ramadan, power packed with all the greatness, or all the goodness, or the great, great rewards for amal also. But more greater the connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then if we did that, then whether we're going for Hajj or not, you will be making Hajj every day. That person who will be making his Ishraq namaz, is getting the hal sawab of Hajj and Umrah tam, completely. All the time you will be there not by the Kaaba, by the Arsh, not by the Arsh of Allah, by Allah Himself. Your miraj with your every namaz, and in namaz you are with Allah, out of namaz you are with Allah. You have made your namaz and you are connected with Allah. You finished your namaz, subhanallah, subhanallah, and you are connected with Allah. Your du'as when you pick up, you are connected with Allah. So this is the purpose and object. Allah has given us a wonderful opportunity. It is our duty that we bring it in our lives and we take it to everyone in the world. When we go from here, it is not just that we have come and we are going. One alim, Maulana Muhammad Kapodri, rahmatullah alayhi's son, he spent 1 year with Hazratji Maulana Masihullah. Now his 1 year was finished, and Hazratji came for Safar in Gujarat area. They went to his Kapodra also, and he was, now his time was finished, he was going to stay at home. So Hazratji said, people are going to ask you, You stayed 1 year by Hazrat Ji, what did you learn? What Hazrat Ji told? Just see my actions. He says, Allah, Hazrat Ji changed me up in such a way, I don't have to give long bayan. And I have to watch my every movement. That how I will come out of my house, how do I come? Do I come out making salam or shouting and swearing? When I enter my house, how do I? When I come to the masjid, everything, just watch my actions. So we also, our actions were, actions speak louder than words. So our actions, what our actions will be, that will count. So what we have learned, what we have brought in us, when we go home, we spend 30 days in the khanqah. We go home to our wives, they're not going to ask what we learned. They will see what our actions. When we go for namaz in our masjid, people will see what our actions are. So if we have brought this, and Allah has given us the opportunity that we bring Allah in our life. And who Allah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allah has made the faraid of namaz, all the faraid, roza, zakat. And that is the greatest way to reach Allah. And after that, a person keeps on coming closer to Allah with nawafil. But we don't make nawafil. So we openly say, I don't have to come closer to Allah. And by that nawafil, you become the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah speaks. In other words, all Allah's commands will be on you now. Automatically, you won't have to control your eyes, they will be controlling you. You won't have to control your tongue will control you. Everything, now everything has come into you. And Allah will put barakat in everything of yours. And Allah's help will be with you in all your work. Allah's help, you'll see that you'll be shocked at how my work is just so easy now. That in fact, there are those people, so many people, when they went in this path, they stopped working. And Allah gave them more than what they when they were working also. When you work for Allah, Allah will pay you. But when we're working for, if you're working for a, you got a job, you got this company, some big company, government job you got, the bigger the job you got, you work for Allah, you'll get everything. You're working for a person who's got a small little, that 10 shanty shop on the pavement, and you're working for him, how much is he going to pay you? And you're working for the government, how much won't they pay you? You work for Allah's government. And then how much won't be? And mostly you see government workers, they taking it easy. Very relaxed and easy. Work for Allah's government. And then see what Allah Ta'ala gives you. You can't imagine what we've got this little opportunity before we know what Ramzan will be over. Let us not fool ourselves. And we didn't reach our object. And Allah is not so cheap that without working for him, you get him. Allah hasn't kept himself so much aloof and away and expensive that you try to get him and you don't get him. You just make little effort. Allah is extending the hand of friendship. Hey, we hardly knew we have to make friends with Allah, that we have to gain the mark. We thought we are for the small dhani, the small low things of dunya. Allah said, no, you are not here for that. I am telling you, you come to me. This is the opportunity. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.